All right. Good evening to the Hopkins Intermediate Orchestra. This is your friend Tim Smith, and I'm excited to hear how things have gotten better since the last time I worked together with you. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Right, so just, give it a little more character to the impulse of the accompanimental line. Let that linger. 1, 2, 3. Don't be in such a rush to stop that. Same thing here. Better. Yeah, think of that half step from D to C sharp and a whole step to B. Right, got to make sure you're really thinking that we get some intonation issues there in the low strings. Yeah, so just have to be careful. You know, where you putting that first finger on your G string, right? Just make sure it's improved. By the way, I should say that the pickup to 21 improved by the time you got to the pickup to 22 and 23, right? So, but you got to get that, you know, really focused. Yeah, so we have an awful lot of sharp B naturals, and in the basses in particular, just not enough distance between the D and the C sharp and the B. Yeah. Ya ta 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 ta. Ya ta 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 ta. Make sure that you're not coming off that third beat and then rushing into those 16 notes. Good, it's a nice sound. Yeah, I might start diminuendoing a little sooner, maybe in that end of bar 7, just to let it settle down a little bit more until you get to the downbeat of 8. Right, we talked before in clinics that I've done with you guys about that pushing the third beat, right, the long bow at the beginning of a bar and then the shorter bow distance at the end of the bar, 1, 3, 1, and pushing that bow, right? You just be very, very careful about that. Always reference to beat 1. Don't push beat 3. All the way to 1, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, right? But don't be in a rush to get off of that. You've got a silence already on the right side of a bar line. Don't make it come on the left side of the bar line. Would be great if you had somebody who could play the piano part to this thing. It just would add so much. That this movement in particular is just so static. It'd be great if you had the piano part would really add that kind of inner movement, make it flow forward in a little more easy way. Yeah, I think that can relax a little bit more. Just in terms of dynamic from measure 36 into 37. Yeah, and I see just stuck there at mezzo forte. Yeah, I mean, not slow down quite so much so soon, Mr. Conway. That's a long retard, so I think if you just, you know, pace it a little bit more so you're not going quite so slow in that next last bar. Yeah, violas, you have to make sure you're placing that B natural. C, B natural, it's half step away, right? Make sure you're really, I think that's a hard thing to do, you know, get that third finger and the second finger closer together on your G string. If you would let that grow a little bit to the third beat of each bar, then I think you'd have a little more character to the line. Yeah, we got to make sure we start those measures together when you have this little trade-off between the seconds and the violas, and then the first violin is melodically 31, 32, 33. We have a little, roughness about where the next measure starts. So we just have to make sure we're concentrating a little bit more about that. Yeah, so the last note you play in the measure 43, first violins, you have to play that note like you were going to play the next bar. La-dee-dum, da-dee-dum, da-da-dum. So you have to play that note like you were going to play the D on the downbeat of 44, and that like you were going to play a D on the downbeat of 46. And I think if you think of it that way, you bow it a little bit differently, the last note, a little more connected. Good. That's a very nice, a delicate beginning. Very nice. Much more subtle. Really nice. Good. This is really being played really nice. It's very lovely. You're doing a pretty good job of with the pitch. Well, I maybe spoke too soon. We had a little bit of problem with the G major chord there. It really has a certain kind of flow to it that's very nice. The balance is good. Be careful about how you enter into a rest. You just linger into the rest and let it be a tapered musical experience as you release into silence. Yeah, so I think that the key is, you know, this is actually marked pretty fast, right? 120, and we're going significantly slower than that. Maybe like 88 or 92. And it's a little hard to pull off the quote joyously at 25. If we're going that this tempo, ilam, pom pim pom, pom pim pom. If we were going 120, it'd be that portion would be a little bit easier to pull off the character there. Yeah, don't start so loud there, Celli, in measure 38. We have to feel like the seconds and the violas come off the first beat of the 37, out of the first violin sound, and that the celli come out of the viola first, second violin sound, and the downbeat of 38 into the second beat, and then the basses join. So I feel like there's too much. We're hearing the entrances too much there. Make it a little more subtle. Yeah, energize your half notes, cellos, and basses so you don't just sit on la da 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 deem da 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 dee da dum. Right, that note's got to grow because there's no rhythm to it, right? So you have to, that energy that you normally have because you're playing a rhythm has to be, you know, replaced by something else, and that's got to be a growth of a note. Good. I'm going to make sure we're hearing where that concert C is. And then to make sure we keep the thickness of the chord before that, is that G chord where they add a ninth with the A natural in the bottom part of the first violin. So it needs to be that more complex. So we hear in a row a B natural, an A natural, and a G natural between the top viola and the bottom first and the top seconds. It needs to feel a little more dense, a little more like a cluster there in the middle. Yeah. La di 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 da da bum bi yum bum. So a little more shaping on the melodic line. Yum bum 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 bi da da dum. All right, if you just put a little more character with that, rather than playing quarter, 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 right? Make sure it has a kind of a melodic flow to it. Di da. Di dum. So move 21 to 22. And a little bit more lighter, la da di da da da, a little more separation, a little more dance-like would be good. Li da 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 di da da da, a little more shaping in the second there. Relax on beat 2 and 4 with the up bows a little bit. And first violins, we got to make sure that F natural is in the right spot at 35 and in the third bar after as well. Just having some pitch issues because of that F natural has got to be a half step away from the E that the second violins are playing. And if you're playing it too high or too low, then we don't have that perfect minor second in the middle there. Yeah, I might change this. That's an awful way to go, long way to go. On the last chord with just a down bow, I might change it to a down and an up. And then you have to deal with the low strings. But it feels like it's hard to sustain the fortissimo for two whole bars for just one bow. So you have to figure out, you know, how to make it work. That's a nice set of music. Obviously, we can always refine things. and I'm hoping that the comments that I gave you will help you to do that. I don't remember where you are in the scheme of things in terms of how much longer you're going to play this set of music, or if you're going to play it much longer, or if you're going to learn new music for your CMEA set. But there's always things that can be improved and always music that can be made. And hopefully I give you some more ideas about that. All right. Thank you.